Talking today with Mike Spradling from Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Mike, let's talk about a couple of things, maybe a little bit of reaction, a little bit of thought about what actually came out of the fiscal cliff deal that's good for agriculture, or the concerns you, for that matter. Obviously, a one-year farm bill extension was part of what was put together, fairly bare bones, one-year extension that goes out to September 30th of this year.
Well, you know, that extension certainly is a reality, I guess, today as we woke up the other morning. But there was no up in Kansas, there was no economist up there, Barry Flinchfall, that had said years past. I always remember him saying that sooner or later, but they won't let it go over. They won't let it go past. They're going to be political posturing, and they're going to beat their chest, but sooner they will come out before the deadline. I told people that, you know, the 11th hour would be done, but I didn't realize it'd go to the 11th and a half hour. And so it was pretty close. But the things that were certainly that we're going to be concerned about now, of course, we're fortunate that we did have something that, that held. If we couldn't, we, and again, as Flinchfall always said, it'd never go back to the 49 and farm bill. But we do have our work cut out for us. And so we're going to have to busy, start all over. Our committee, our Farm Bill Committee and Oklahoma Farm Bureau is ready to activate again. Of course, we're leaving this weekend, next Saturday, to go to Nashville, and certainly we're going to address the issues there with the Farm Bill when we come to the American Farm Bureau National Convention.
You know, do you see any changes, really, that Farm Bureau might take on the stance that they had as we came out of the Senate Ag Committee, the Senate bill, and then the House Ag Committee bill?
Well, I don't know if there's going to be too many changes. The main thing is we're going to continue to push for our crop insurance program, the crop protection, and price protection support and things of those nature, risk management. Those things are all important. Certainly, we realize that here in the state of Oklahoma. We've had 2 years of severe drought, and those are the things. Of course, we'd like to see a disaster part of the farm bill have a permanent disaster in as well instead of the ad hoc, but that didn't happen this time, so it's some things that we could continue to work on.
One of the things that I know that a lot of folks in agriculture are pleased with was the fact that we did at least get the level of exemption that we had in the estate tax or the death tax made permanent in this particular go-round.
Well, that does. We are excited about that. It does take that off the table for us. We worked hard and diligently both in Oklahoma and American Farm Bureau for years. Certainly, we wanted a complete repeal. But this compromise is certainly something with $5 million per person I think we can live with. The only part that we're really disappointed is that the exemption went up from 35 to 40%. We feel that all in all, with the environment in Congress at this point in time, with the deficit and everything, we were very fortunate to get that.
When we think about, you mentioned the fact the American Farm Bureau's annual meeting coming up. As you get ready to go to Nashville, are there some things on your mind that you want to see accomplished in that delegate session?
Well, there's a lot of things, certainly, that we want to continue to work on. And, of course, the water issues is something important, not only in Oklahoma, but it's becoming a national thing. And, of course, in Oklahoma, our navigational system here, we're fortunate to have an arm of the Mississippi River that ties into the navigational system on the Verdigris and the Kerr-McClellan Waterway. We're looking at that now in the Mississippi water navigational system, and all the problems we've had now with the drought has kind of focused our attention to that. But that's one of the things. But certainly immigration is still another thing that we need to finish up. The environmental issues and water quality all across the country, those are some of the main basic things that we want to really continue to push and work on.
You know that one aspect of the American Farm Bureau meeting is the annual trade show. And you mentioned the fact that we've got an Oklahoma original going to be a part of that again in 2013.
Absolutely. The Wheat Growers Association is going to be a part of our convention. They travel with us almost every year going to American Farm Bureau Convention. And one of the most popular events at our trade show is the bread booth from Oklahoma. And again, not only do the delegates all across the nation know that Oklahoma's there, they smell us there as well. They know that there, before they ever get into the convention hall, they know Oklahoma's there because you can smell that fresh aroma of hot bread, cinnamon rolls all across the convention center in the early morning.